Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Last week, I attended the beautiful service at the National Cathedral for our 41st President, George H.W. Bush. And on the radio show, I did talk about the George Bush that I knew. Well, this week, we're going to move on. Here's where we are right now. We're more than 2 months into our new fiscal year, and 30% of our federal government agencies have only temporary funding until December the 21st. 70% of our government operations, including defense and welfare programs, are funded. However, Justice Department, Homeland Security, Transportation, and Agriculture are not funded after December the 21st and will be shut down if the Congress fails to act. There are a number of political differences concerning what those bills should include. President Trump has said that he might veto the legislation if it doesn't include a $5 billion for a border wall. Well, the House bill provides for the full $5 billion, but the Senate bill has only $1.6 billion, and that money can only be used for security, no wall. Those two bills will have to be negotiated, find some middle ground, and then the question is if President Trump will sign, or do we see a partial shutdown of our government over Christmas? Another subject, fighting the ticking clock, we don't have a farm bill. The last bill expired on October 1, and the Congress has not passed a new bill. I think most of the differences between the House and Senate have been ironed out. But it's time to vote. Get it done. Some positive news, the U.S.-Mexican-Canada trade agreement has been signed by each country. However, the agreement must now be confirmed by the legislators, and that may not be so simple. There are some Democrats that don't want President Trump to get a victory on this. I still believe we can get it done. A big surprise that may hurt our chances of negotiating a positive trade deal with China came out of nowhere. Well, it came out of Canada, where their government, at our request, arrested the chief financial officer of a powerful Chinese technology company. And I guess that company was on our list for stealing technology and improper trade deals. Well, this new development could result in a huge Chinese backlash against the United States, just when we were hoping for an end to the trade war. So stay tuned. We have 90 days to make some progress. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.